Hi everyone, this is Payam Razi and you just started listening to the third podcast of The Iran Sound from Way Out, your source of Iranian alternative and underground music. As promised, we talk about the band Free Keys today, but for now, you listen to one of their songs called Dreaming, and we'll be back to you with a little introduction and also an interview with the band members. So stay with us. The band Free Keys was a little-known underground band in Tehran until the band's story became a part of Behman Qobadi's 2009 film No One Knows About Persian Cats, a film that shows the difficulties of being an underground musician in Iran. In the movie, two fictional band members try to leave Iran to go on tour, but run into problems with documents as a part of a movie's larger plot. In real life, back in 2008, Free Keys were trying to go to the UK on a tour, but they were stopped. You see, in Iran, all men are required to serve in the military for 2 years. So two of the band members were prevented from leaving Iran. The only band member who made it into the UK was the bassist Arya, who eventually left the band. The other two members stayed in Tehran, where they picked up a few new members and are busy working on their new EP, Asthmatic. Keys started in 2007 with Puya on vocals, Arash on drums, and Arya playing bass. After Arya left, Amon started playing guitar and doing vocals, and Ali joined as the new bassist. Amon, Arash, Puya are all joined us today from Tehran, where I asked them,
"It's a very basic question. I just want to ask you, why Free Keys? Tell us a bit about the band."
Well, the main construction of the band Free Keys was based on a dream that Arash had, but if we're talking about like the whole message of the name Free Keys, is basically it's about thinking openly about everything basically in life, what inspires us and what inspires other people.
In Tehran, are a majority familiar with the underground movement, underground music, underground artists?
Yeah, they're familiar with underground bands. And you know, they listen with their hearts, you know. It was truly cool, actually, to hear that.
You know, I was one of your fans if I was back there. But now that I'm out of Iran and I just look at my nation and I look at my people and I see them from kind of objective point of view, I find that was a very, very little minority of people like us who, like, you know, were familiar with these movements, who were just participating in concerts, they were following exhibitions, and, you know, and I just realized the majority, actually, they don't know about it. I want to see if you guys see it the same way.
Yeah, but because our goal is to not just be for the Iranian crowd, we don't want to limit ourselves to just Iranian audience. We kind of want everybody to know about this. You know, yeah, there's Iranians that could play rock music or progressive music or whatever genre they're playing. Everybody's being open-minded about Iran now, and I guess this is the time for us, you know, to introduce ourselves.
All right, so I want to ask you guys, what are the advantages of being based in Iran, based in Tehran?
the advantage that I have in living in Iran right now is, you know, I have a lot of good friends that are really good musicians. That's amazing.
Have you ever tried to get permission from the government in Iran?
Yeah, I've tried to, you know, get a permission to, you know, establish a studio, but they didn't fit me. So, I mean, I don't have a problem with it. It's the law or whatever. At the same time, when we first start, I mean, I was kind of like this. I was not thinking about selling any albums. I mean, we wanted to kind of have tracks, and we ever get this chance to go to the U.S. or wherever, we have something. You know, most people and most bands think about the money. Like, most bands that want to first start, they think about selling CDs, which mainly they have to focus on the music, but, you know, I'm not them, so I'd rather stick to what we want to do as a band. Just like a moth eating a lamp, craving for the love. When it's burning, but it's floating, sunder roofs stars. Just like a moth eating a lamp, craving for love. When it's burning, but it's floating, sunder roofs floor. I wanna know which you is our sweat, which lamp, where's burning ours.
Thanks to Arash, Amon, Puya, and we are sorry that the quality of this interview was unsatisfying. This is the first time we are interviewing artists right from Tehran over the phone.
This is the Iran sound from Way Out. Sedaye Iran.
عشق و عشق قدرت مدرنیته یا سنت تو محور شرارت جیان و عشق سرعت مسکن رنج و درد به صورت قرص و گرم شما نهار نداری جاش میخوریم کیک زن انتخابای تستی ازدواجای قصدی دوزار ته گنجه بود فرستادیم فلسطین موفقیت تزمینی موزیک زیرزمینی دکتر قلب نمیخوان جراح فک و بینی غیرت سیب زمینی توسعه سبک چینی دموکراسی دینی پیتزای قرمه سبزی.
For any one of you who has been following Iranian underground music, this is a very familiar song. But for those out there who are listening to this song for the first time, this is Kiosk. As I said before, Iranian underground bands are facing a lot of difficulties to have a simple rehearsal. The band Kiosk was no different. They used to gather in any possible place to play their music, and any little part of Tehran was their kiosk. Well, let me tell you, in Farsi language, kiosk is a little place that you can hide at, like a phone booth. In Farsi is kiosk telephone, or any newspaper stand calls newspaper kiosk. And that's how they got the concept for the name.
این از خواهش من و غرور تو این از ناله من و سکوت تو حرف و عروض و همه تکنری ای داد از غم تنهایی تو کجایی بی تو هر روز غروری دلیره شبای سهر من وقتی ستاره روح آواز و چنگ شب اسیره من این اسم تو بهترین ترانه.
The band is interesting because of their unique and innovative way of expressing cultural and social problems in a blend of blues, country, and Persian music. The combination of these styles and political and social satirical lyrics made a unique band which did not exist in the Iranian underground before.
من اون فیلمو ندیدم نه اون شعر رو نخوندم این بابا رو نمیشناسم هیچ وقت عمر نبودم، من همینم که هستم، یه آدم معمولی.
So as you can tell from their name, the band had a hard time performing in Iran. So after recording few tracks in Iran, the lead singer Arash Sobhani moved to San Francisco in order to release their first album, Ordinary Man. Listen to the first song of this album, Ruzmarregi ya Boredom, and I'll be back to you in a moment.
خوشبختی یعنی یه مرد خیکی، حساب بانکی، ماشین مشکی. ازدواج شکل یه زن چاقه، دستبخت عالی، جهیزی کامل. چند تا بچه یه لوس، آخر هفته جاده یه چالوس. عشق یعنی دختر شریک بابا، عروسی که کردی بیا سهم تو بردار.
As I remember, this album was one of the first Iranian underground CD released in Iran, and I personally bought it 5 years ago in Iran, and that was a big hit. After that, the band popularity just kind of, well, exploded. As of now, they have released 3 more albums: Amor de la Velocidad in 2007, Global Zoo 2008, and the most recent one, Triple Distilled, Live at Yushi's, which was released in October 2010.
پشت خط قرمز زیر خط فرد، سر یه دوراهی گیر کردم. یه بر جنگ و قتی، یه بر بدبختی، نمیتونم برم نبرگردم.
So, here is the big news. We will be at the scene, on the stage, on Kiosk International Tour in Berlin for the latest album, Triple Distilled. And we'll hear more about this album from the band themselves. So if you are a fan of Mark Knopfler or the band Dire Straits, or listen to Leonard Cohen, you might enjoy their music. So for those who wants to be with us on the next podcast and have some question for Kiosk, you can send it to us at music@radiofarda.com. Radio, FARDA.com. Or you can write it directly down below the podcast on the comment section. And I'll take 2 of the best questions directly to the band. And that's it for now. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. But before you close your player, listen to the last song, Green Grass, a famous song by Tom Waits, which Kiosk played in their last concert. And until the next podcast, take care.
Lay your head where my heart used to be. Hold the earth above me. Thistles and brambles, whistle, didn't he ramble? Now there's a bubble of me, and it's floating in thee. Stand in the shade of me, things are now made of me. stars and you toss them. Can't tell the birds from the blossoms. You'll never be free of me. He'll make a tree from me. Don't say goodbye to me. The sky, the sky.